This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome back to Inside Austin. I'm your host, Casey Johns. Our guest today, Corey Leith, Communications Director for the Salvation Army of Austin. Corey, welcome back to Austin.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Big week for you guys last week, or a couple weeks ago, with the ribbon cutting ceremony for the Rathgeber Center. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so on Thursday, June 6th, we had our ribbon cutting ceremony for the Rathgeber Center, which is part of, we have two phases of the Rathgeber Center. The first phase is the emergency shelter side, which we are celebrating the completion of. And our second phase, which is our extended stay, is still under construction, but we're expecting that to open in August of 2019, as well as families moving into the Rathgeber Center.
And a lot of dignitaries on site, of course, attending that that ribbon cutting.
Right. And, you know, we can't thank our public dignitaries in the city of Austin enough. The mayor, Mayor Steve Adler, was there saying a few words. Council member Kathy Tovo, Travis County Commissioner Jeff Trevelyan, and Howard from Echo was in attendance as well, and Council Member Kitchen was there as well, just to kind of show their support, see what's going on, because homelessness is such a huge topic in Austin, and we're just so happy they're on board with what we're doing in the community.
And I know City Council was, of course, discussing it within their last meeting as well. So, like you mentioned, it's definitely a growing concern here. Talk a little bit about the need. I know we've talked about it in past interviews, both yourself and with Major Kelly. Talk about the need for why the Rathgeber Center was so important, and kind of the homelessness problem, and how we've gotten to this point, and kind of the problem that the Rathgeber Center aims to solve.
Well, the Rathgeber Center was built on the foundation of the growing need in Austin for homelessness. You know, we see individuals, we see sometimes families living on the streets, under the bridges, but we are targeting the hidden homeless aspect in our community. And these are the homeless people who are not, you know, you can't see them. They're living on couches. They're living in businesses that they're able to get into overnight. So this is why the Rathgeber Center was addressed and why it's built. And, you know, the Downtown Service Center, which is our downtown shelter, I'm sure everyone's well aware of that area in Austin, has a 55-bed family wing in it. And so the Rathgeber Center is going to address that 55-bedroom wing so those families can move from the Downtown Service Center to the Rathgeber Center, because, you know, that it's just, we need to get the families out of there. The families need to be out of the downtown. It's no longer child appropriate. And so that 55-bedroom wing is going to be repurposed to help more individuals experiencing homelessness in our community. The Rathgeber Center is 212 bedrooms, and so emergency shelter side, we are expecting families to be there up to 90 days, and then our extended stay shelter side, which is our phase two, it varies on their situation. These are families with higher barriers, so it could be 3 to 6 months, just really depending on the situation as well.
Our guest is Corey Leith, Communications Director for the Salvation Army of Austin. We're talking about the ribbon cutting for the Rathgeber Center, a long time coming, finally a great milestone for the Salvation Army to have reached the first phase of that shelter aimed at emergency shelter needs, the ribbon cutting here in the past couple of weeks. Talk about some of the volunteer support that's helped the Salvation Army get to this phase.
Well, this is something very new. We've never really experienced. And I've worked in several Salvation Armies across the country, and this is very new to me. So the Salvation Army had a great opportunity with American Society of Interior Designers. They approached the Salvation Army. They knew the Rathgeber Center was being built, and they wanted to be a part of it. And so ASID, American Society of Interior Designers, volunteered their skills. They have a whole team of individuals that are just dedicated of helping out their local community. When you walk into the Rathgeber Center, once you walk in, you're going to see paintings on the walls, murals, you know, really nice furniture, because That's the Rathgeber Center. We want to make sure when a family comes into this shelter, it doesn't look like a shelter. We want to make sure that this is just a transitional spot in their life because, you know, when you have children in a homeless shelter, you're affecting two different types of generations of homelessness. And so a child doesn't wake up. I know we talked about this before. A child doesn't wake up thinking like, oh, I'm homeless. I'm in a shelter. So the Rathgeber Center is a place of hope, a nice place. There's going to be a child. There's going to be a playground. There's going to be a basketball court. There's a lot of different services that you don't normally see at a shelter. And it's all thanks to ASID for helping out and volunteering their skills.
And it's almost, the idea is almost really to give them a sense of, as much as you can, a sense of home and belonging, not just a cold shelter with, you know, here's a cot, you know, that kind of thing. So
right. And, you know, the biggest thing about the Rathgeber Center is that they're all going to have case managers. And so the biggest thing when families walk into our doors is to find them affordable housing and to get them back onto their feet, because that's the biggest thing in Austin. We always talk about how great Austin's booming. But as we all know, the housing, it's a housing crisis because it's so expensive to live here. And so that's the biggest thing that we face. And that's why we have case managers helping these families get into our program and then leave our program to make sure they have the right tools to be successful.
Talk a little bit about, and I know we've talked about this in the past leading up to the opening of the Rathgeber Center. Talk about the wait list the Salvation Army has running.
Right. So the Rathgeber Center was built off the need. Right now, we have hundreds of families on our wait list trying to get into shelter that we don't have the availability for. And that's why the Rathgeber Center was built, to address those people on our wait list. So the families that we're seeing at our downtown shelter already will be addressed first, and then we will start addressing the callback wait list, just because families need to get back on their feet. And that's why the Rathgeber Center was built, just so we can end the cycle of homelessness in Austin.
And as you mentioned, those families that are at the downtown shelter right now, they'll be moved over to the Rathgeber Center. And then that downtown shelter is going to be closed and repurposed for single adults.
That's correct. Just we're going to help out more of the need. And so hopefully those individuals that come to our family shelter, which is going to be repurposed, will get more skills that they need. You know, it's just, it takes one event in their life to get to be homeless, and it could be a loss of a job, loss of a family member, anything like that. So that's why we're repurposing the downtown shelter.
You touched on this a little bit. Talk about some of the features and amenities. We talk about the Rathgeber Center. The whole point is to try and make it feel more like home. Talk about some of the features and amenities that aren't typically in a shelter that these families in need will get to experience.
Well, I think the biggest feature is obviously the case management services that we'll be providing at the Rathgeber Center. And we also provide case management services at our downtown service center and also at the Austin Shelter for Women and Children. But the Rathgeber Center is going to have, every family will have a case manager, because that case manager is going to find them affordable housing, possibly career opportunities or anything to that nature, kind of give them a budget so they can manage their finances a lot better. And then also another thing about the Rathgeber Center is the private bathrooms that each room will have. And that's pretty big, because we want a mother and a father to bathe their children in the privacy of their own area. And so that's a huge thing, because when you go to shelters, it's all public restrooms, public showers. But the Rathgeber Center is all private. And so that is just something that families can look forward to when they are staying in our shelter, to, you know, have somewhat of a normalcy of life.
This was kind of an eye-opener to me when I was reading the materials for our interview today. And you mentioned this earlier, the hidden crisis that is family homelessness. I live in South Austin. I see, you know, the homeless under the highway overpasses there on, you know, along 290 and all throughout. But, you know, this kind of struck me that families aren't in that position. They'll kind of do whatever they have to make sure their children are taken care of. And so it really is, as you mentioned, a hidden crisis.
You know, that's correct. Like you said, I live in South Austin as well, and it's really, you don't really see families underneath the overpass. But if you do, if you see a child under the overpass, that's a huge concern. Already it's a growing concern with just individuals as adults of being homeless. But if you see a child, that's a huge concern. That's why our Rathgeber Center is being built for families, just because it affects two different types of generations.
Our guest is Corey Leaf, Communications Director for the Salvation Army of Austin. We're talking about the ribbon cutting that the Salvation Army held for the Rathgeber Center just a couple of weeks ago. The hope and dream of the Salvation Army really is that this Rathgeber Center is going to be able to help combat the problem of homelessness. And we're talking about the hidden crisis, really, of family homelessness. And Corey, just thinking that, you know, we probably all know somebody that is just on that edge of, you know, like you mentioned earlier, one little event could just cause someone to spiral down into this. And I know we've talked about it in past interviews. Every service that the Salvation Army offers, it's not a handout. It's a hand up. It is there trying to help to, if possible, prevent someone from getting out of their home. I know the Salvation Army offers rental assistance and that kind of thing. But, you know, if it's already too far gone and you are out of your home, the Salvation Army is here to get you into a stable situation, you, your family, your children, and get you back on a path to being successful. Talk about that a little bit and kind of how it all comes together at the Rathgaber Center.
Right. Like, I think the biggest thing is what you mentioned right now is it just takes one little event for something like that to happen. It could be loss of a job, medical bills, anything to that nature to really get someone down the spiral of being homeless or just starting the process of being homeless. And so that's why the Salvation Army, they're here to end the cycle of homelessness and also prevent it as well. Rental assistance, utility assistance, and the Rathgaber Center is there because these are the families who are past that spiral. They are down the rabbit hole, as you know, one would say, of being homeless, and the Rathgaber Center is there as a place of hope, you know, to really lift their spirits up, to get them back to where they were 6 months ago, 2 months ago, 1 month ago. You know, it just takes like one event to really get them to where they're at, and that's why the Rathgaber Center was being built, and really it just takes local donors that helped us out getting these walls built and walls, you know, the whole structure set up for these families.
And I'm glad you mentioned that. I know we've talked about in the past, you know, the capital campaign to get the Rathgaber Center built, but we're past that point. The building mm-hmm. is built now or in the process of being completed. Now we've got to have the money to operate it. Talk about the costs that this facility is going to cost to operate on an annual basis.
Well, on an annual basis, it's actually going to take $5.2 million to operate the Rathgaber Center annually. And so that is just huge. And so we were really looking forward to having the community help us out with donations. Because all the money that you donate to the Salvation Army, whether it be different services or to the shelter program, it stays local because, you know, it helps local individuals out. And that's why the Rathgaber Center is so important, because all the services that we are providing, it needs to stay local in our community to help out local individuals.
There's not money coming in from outside. Mm-hmm. This is Austinites helping Austinites right here with the Salvation Army and the brand new Rathgaber Center.
That's correct. And ways that people can make a donation is visiting our website, salvationarmyaustin.org. Click on a donation link and also click on the different services that we provide year round that maybe touches your heart, as well as maybe you want to volunteer. But also definitely salvationarmyaustin.org should be your go-to website when you want to learn more information about the Salvation Army, what we do here in Austin.
It takes an army, and homelessness doesn't take a day off. So as Corey mentioned, if it strikes you in your heart to donate, salvationarmyaustin.org. A lot of details up there. Corey, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before we leave today?
The Salvation Army is just very thankful for such a giving community. Honestly, we are expanding our services every year, and we can't do it without the local support of our community members. And, you know, this is for them. You know, we want to make our community a better place, and the community has really stepped up in the past, and we look forward to continue serving the city of Austin.
It's a growing challenge with homelessness, but obviously the Salvation Army and other agencies as well are here to help. Mm-hmm. And so you can do your part. Donate online, salvationarmyaustin.org. Corey Leith, Communications Director for the Salvation Army of Austin. Corey, thanks for stopping by Inside Austin.
Thanks for having us.
You're listening to Inside Austin. We're back with more after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.